right to just barge myself into your room. I know it's your private space and I shouldn't be wanting to come in, but is it wrong for your sister to come in and check up on you? So, what's up? Like, what's up as in, you know, we are living in these times right now and you haven't been out of your room at all. Gaming? Oh, what's that? Gaming on your Xbox? Oh, you're a PC gamer, huh? Is that gaming on your computer? Is that what PC is? Oh my god, I got it right! Cool! I didn't know you could do that. I thought the computer was more for surfing the web. Ah, the technology these days are amazing. See what a cool sister I am. Asking about your interests, right? Maybe I should get my own computer one day and we can play together. How fun does that sound? Okay, sorry, I'll stop. I'm just checking up on you, trying to make some conversation. So, how are you then? Honestly, I'm here if you need me, so answer me this honestly. How are you coping for this? Well, I'm glad you're holding it out there. I just get worried sometimes when you're up in your room for long hours and I never get to see you. Yeah, right on that. Games can be very addicting. See me on Animal Crossing right now. I'm trying to get a good price on my turnips. Oh, thank you for asking. I'm feeling really sad about this event that's going on right now. So, I think it's time to tell you that I got fired from my job working at Target. Yeah, I'm really sad about that. It was kind of the reason why I came in here. So because I lose my job, unfortunately, I was thinking it kind of made me realize that no jobs are ever stable. So I may as well do what I always wanted to do. You don't get much time on this planet Earth to do what your dreams are. So when I die, I don't want to die working at Target. I want to die chasing my dreams. So, well, I was thinking, once all of this is over, I was going to open up my own massage business. What do you think? Yes, I'm glad you think it's a good thing I'm doing something with myself, getting back on my feet, but I don't really have a lot of experience. Well, if any, actually. So, I was wondering if you can be my first test. No, don't tell me to go to Mom or Dad. They told me to come to you, and I'm going to be very upset if you don't let me try it out. Please. Come on, be a good bro. Don't worry, it's only your face, and more specifically, your ears. I've just been watching videos online. I forgot the name. It was some acronym, I guess, and I thought because it's a new trend and stuff that I could try it out myself. So, don't worry, you don't need to remove anything. If you don't like it, you can tell me and I'll stop straight away. Yes, I guess you can still play your game while you do it, just don't wear a headset. So, are you ready? This is the lotion. Is that noise amazing? Okay, sorry, I'll stop. Oh, a big drop just fell on my leg, bro. Wow, that's a lot. Just going. does it remind you of? You forgot. Okay, no problem. Just going to hope that you enjoy these lotions in your ears. It's kind of like the teasing part. Oh, this is so fun.
Brother and sister bonding time.
Now let's try it on you. Are you ready? 3, 2, 1.
Sounds weird when I say it. Whoops.
See?
You really enjoyed it. You barely stayed awake. Now that is good news for me because it seems I have the magic touch. I'm going to go and set up my first website now. Thank you so much for helping. Can I rely on you to be my first review? 5 stars, of course.
Niceborough, wasn't it?
Little bonding session together, and it was pretty successful, if I do say so myself. Let me put that headset back on you. Good luck on your games. I'll catch up with you.